Blog Talk Radio.
Well, everyone, tomorrow is the big day. World Cup 2014 kicks off tomorrow with Brazil versus Croatia. Sportsaholics 24/7. This is our World Cup preview episode. I'm John, joined by Nick and Brandon. What's up, guys?
Hey,
John.
Hey,
how you doing?
All right, so before we start, I just want to let everyone know, Nick is not a big soccer fan. He actually despises soccer. He doesn't understand why Brandon and I like soccer. So Nick is going to be on. He's going to be putting in his input. But we just wanted to let you guys know that in the coming days, we will be making a video with Nick called Nick the Idiot Picks the World Cup. Basically, he's going to be doing dumb stuff to make predictions since he doesn't know anything about soccer. And we'll see how it turns out. I know that we'll be a day or two late after the World Cup starts, but we'll pick the games.
Well,
John,
for more information on Nick the Idiot Predicts the World Cup, this is how it's going to run. Tomorrow, hopefully, maybe potentially Friday, we're going to put out a video where Nick the Idiot, as opposed to Paul the Octopus or whatever the superstition is for this year, will predict the two winners from each group. After the two winners from each group are predicted, once the actual two winners of the groups have been played out and decided, then we will move on where Nick will pick each following game on the World Cup bracket stage until we may get all the way to the finals. And each time he predicts the game, the prediction, the method of prediction will become more and more ridiculous, and Nick will have no choice but to do it, and that's how we will predict the game. And that's how Sportsaholics will fill out their World Cup bracket and prediction sheet. So there you go.
All right, so there you have it, guys. Now let's actually get on to the World Cup. We're going to break down every group today. We're not going to go into much detail since we only have 28 minutes left, but we're going to end up with a prediction for a champion. So let's quickly start with Group A. Group A consists of Brazil, Croatia, Mexico, and Cameroon. Obviously, Brazil, the clear favorite. They're the home team in this tournament. They play Croatia tomorrow. Mexico is a team that really struggled to qualify. And Cameroon, you know, those African teams, they're always very quick. They're very good. So, Brandon, what's your prediction for this group? Who will make it out?
All right, well Brazil obviously is going to make it out of this group.
Yeah.
No problem. They're going to go clean sweep. Brazil has just too much firepower on the offensive end. They are just an unbelievable team to watch. They're a fast-paced team. They're on a great offense. And they have a great coach as well as the fact that they're playing beneath their home country and their home fans and everything like that. Brazil has everything against their side. And as for the second team, I honestly think it could be potentially either Mexico or Cameroon. I know Mexico did struggle a lot to get into the World Cup this year, but I think they're the third-best team in this group, and I think that there could very well be an upset of Mexico over Cameroon, because Cameroon, although they do have Samuel Eto'o, who's known for playing for Chelsea, the depth on that team isn't really as much as Mexico's depth. And even though Mexico isn't that great of a team, I could still potentially see an upset. I think it's going to be Cameroon in the end, but yeah, Brazil and Cameroon, but watch out for Mexico, because they could make a run.
Yeah, I obviously agree with you on Brazil. There's no doubt in my mind that Brazil will get out. They're at home. They have one of the best players in the world, the Neymar. They have one of the best teams in the world. As for that second team, I don't think Cameroon will make it out. I think it's between Croatia and Mexico. I personally think that Croatia will make it out. They're a very strong team. People don't realize how good they are. And I think Mexico really struggles to qualify for the World Cup, and Cameroon, not that strong of a team. So let's move on to Group B. This is some people are calling it one of the two groups of death. You know, it's going to be a tough one.
No, there's no group of death other than Group G. You'd be
all right. Well, Group B consists of Spain, who won the last World Cup in 2010, the Netherlands, who they played in the finals in the last World Cup, Chile, and Australia. Brendan, what are your predictions?
All right, John, this one's too easy. Group C, please.
All right. I agree. Spain and Netherlands, by far,
really?
Two of the best teams in the world.
Absolutely.
Nick, do you agree with that?
I agree 100%. From what I've seen from Spain, they're a very quick-moving team. They have very strong shooters and
Nick, please be quiet.
All right, so there you have it. Nick's prediction for Group B. Let's move on to Group C quickly. This one's going to be interesting because they're really, I mean, Ivory Coast is in it. They're always a strong team with Drogba. But it's Colombia, Greece, Ivory Coast, and Japan. Brandon, who do you think will make it out of this group? It's
a lot of parity
in this group.
This is probably the most interesting group out of the eight groups. I think Ivory Coast is going to be the clear favorite in this one between Drogba and Yaya Toure and that incredible front line they have. And Ivory Coast is going to walk away with this group easily. But the second team, I'm going to have to go with Colombia. I don't really know a lot about Colombia, but I did see them play a lot in the qualifiers. They run a really, really, really good, tight ship there. They're a disciplined team. They're patient with the ball. They're crisp in their passing. I like Colombia to move on. I don't really know much about Japan. I feel like Japan isn't very good. And Greece, they're not very good. They've never been good.
Yeah,
All right. So I agree with Ivory Coast. They're by far the strongest team in this group. But I think that Japan will get in. Japan has two very good players in Honda and Kagawa. Honda plays in Milan. He's a very good player. And the other two teams, Greece and Colombia, I don't know much about them.
I know about Japan.
I've seen them play.
Like
they're very good.
Japan is not good. Honda was good. He is very old. He's way too old, especially to be carrying a team with this group in this World Cup to even get out of the group stage. I don't see anything going on with Japan. I actually see them being at the bottom of this group because Honda is too old and there's really no other support other than him on that team.
All right. That's just fair enough, I guess. But I disagree. I personally think that Japan will make it.
I really like Ivory Coast. I really love their new midfielder, Abdoundi Ikwuegwu. He's really proven to me that he really knows what he's doing. Like, he's very great ball handler. He's a great shooter. Very powerful kick. I'm really feeling it with Ivory Coast.
Yeah, John, you know how much I love Ivory Coast. You know I play with them all the time in FIFA.
You always play with them in FIFA all the time.
I never lose.
All right. Let's move on to Group D. This is another interesting group. There are three teams in this group that I think can make it out. Uruguay, here's the group. Uruguay, Costa Rica, England, and Italy. Costa Rica, I give no chance. The other three teams, it's going to be tough. Brandon, what's your pick for Group D? Who will make it to the round
Uruguay.
Of 16?
Uruguay, are you kidding me? Uruguay.
And who else?
Of course.
Okay, and who else?
Uruguay.
England or Italy?
Know. Italy. Oh, wait. England. Yeah, England. Wait a minute. Whoa, wait. Hey, England. Oh, my God. The three lines.
I do agree with you on that. I think that Italy, they have Balotelli up front. He's very good. But besides that, I mean, England is a big wide firepower, and obviously Uruguay is very good.
I don't see why everybody thinks he's so good. He's just a little muscle hamster in the front. He's basically like a cheap black Messi. That's it. He's not as good. That's all
right.
We need.
Okay. So Group D we have there. Group E, let's move on to this one. This is an interesting one. Switzerland, Ecuador, France, and Honduras. Now, I personally think that France is the best team in this group. However, let's look back at the last World Cup, 2010. The French team basically fell apart. They quit. They literally quit. I mean, they didn't like their manager. Nicolas Anelka was having some issues, and the team just quit. I mean, it was embarrassing to the country, and they love soccer so much there, but that was embarrassing. But I do think that France will advance. As for the remaining teams, I think that it's going to be Ecuador. Honduras just lost to Israel in a World Cup tune-up game. And Israel, not that great. As much as I love Israel, you shouldn't be losing to them if you want to win the World Cup.
Yeah, and I mean, our resident World Cup expert, Jordan, actually picked Honduras to win the World Cup. So you never know with Honduras.
Yeah.
All right, move on to Group F.
I guess Jordan loves them.
That group is essentially
I'm a very big Honduras fan, too, outside the United States.
Nick, you've probably never even heard of the country before right now.
All right, let's move on to Group F.
Nick, hold on. Nick, where
okay.
is Honduras?
Geography question, Nick.
It's in Central America. Everybody knows where Honduras is. It's east of El Salvador.
Good job, Nick. Good job.
Okay.
I'm very good for you, Nick.
Good for you. You know where Honduras is.
All right, Group F. This one I think is pretty clear cut, in my opinion. You got Argentina, you got Bosnia-Herzegovina, you got Iran, and you have Nigeria. Brandon, what are your picks for Group F?
Okay, well, obviously, you know what my first pick is going to be, but for my second pick, I don't think you guys are ready for this. Bosnia and Herzegovina, they're going.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that.
My only upset in the entire World Cup is in Group F in Bosnia. I don't know why. I feel like they're going to do something great in that group. I mean, they're not beating Argentina, but they could certainly beat the other two teams in that group. Plus, anybody who knows me knows that Mirza Todorovic on the Brooklyn Nets, Bosnian, love him. So, Bosnian, you know, I'm rooting for Bosnia in that group. But I actually do think they're going to win in the series, too.
I agree. Argentina clearly the best team of this group. They have the best player in the world and Messi on their team.
No,
they're going to have a lot of fans there.
Cristiano Ronaldo's the best player in the world. Wrong.
I disagree with that. I think it's
Cristiano
Messi.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
We can save this for a little
Ronaldo.
Later in the episode.
Be quiet.
No,
he won the Ballon d'Or this year. He's the best player in the world right now.
No, it's Messi. It's Messi. You can't
no.
go wrong with Messi. You can't go
no.
wrong with either of them. But Messi is better.
No. Wait, who are you guys? Wait, Messi and who?
Oh, my God.
Messi and who?
All right, Nick. All right,
Nick. Be quiet.
Okay, so for me, I think Argentina definitely advancing. As for the other team, I don't see Iran advancing. Nigeria just came off a tough loss to the United States in a World Cup tune-up game.
Nigeria,
I like
Nigeria
Bosnia and Herzegovina as well.
All right. Group G.
Now, let's skip Group G. Let's skip Group G because this is the best group that's in the World Cup. We're going to go back to it in a second. Group H. Belgium, Algeria, Russia, South Korea.
Okay, well, South Korea is not making it. That's my only guarantee.
Okay.
Other than that, it's a toss-up.
Definitely Belgium. I mean, Belgium definitely will get to the next round.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They're a very good team.
Belgium
they're a dark horse to win this World Cup. A lot of people think that Belgium has a chance to do it.
Belgium does not have a chance.
Yeah, I'm just saying what other people are thinking. I'm not saying I do, but I've heard a lot of people predict Belgium.
Belgium can maybe get past the first round of a bracket stage, but there is no chance of them getting anywhere near the World Cup final. I'm sorry. But anybody who thinks that Belgium has a chance is just totally out of their mind.
All right.
I got no chance.
So I definitely think Belgium. My second team is tough because Algeria, Russia, South Korea, either of those three teams can do it. I like South
Algeria
Korea.
Algeria is a weak team. No.
I like
South
Korea, making it to the next round.
No. South Korea is not making that team. South Korea is so bad, dude. It's quite humorous. All right.
I personally
you
think that they will.
Okay.
Because.
All right, so you wanted to save Group G for last. Go on. Tell me how you love the USA team so much.
Group G. This is the group everyone's been talking about, the group of death for this World Cup. It features Germany, Portugal, Ghana, and the good old United States of America. Now, I have a lot to say about this group, so Brandon, let's start with you.
All right, well, John, I don't know what pipe you're smoking, but the USA has zero chance of advancing past this group. The way I see it, they're going to draw with Ghana, lose a great game to Portugal, and lose 6-0 to Germany. Germany is going to be one of the best teams in the World Cup this year. They have a ton of talent.
Oh, yeah, they also have Özil.
I mean, he's Özil. He's freaking Özil. One of the best passes in the entire world, right? And Portugal, or I don't even consider Portugal a team. I do not consider Portugal a team. I consider them Cristiano Ronaldo and everybody else. Everybody else is just playing second fiddle to Ronaldo, passing him back the ball, letting him take all the shots and scoring all the goals. It's only Ronaldo on that team. That team is so weak without him, but he's Ronaldo, so they're going to advance as well. And Ghana? Please, they're awful. So is the USA, honestly. Jurgen Klinsmann, great coach. Yes, I respect him a lot. I understand his decision to leave Donovan out of the national team this year, but USA is a very weak year. Josie Altidore is extremely inconsistent. I like Dempsey. Tim Howard, he's kind of lost his step a little bit, I got to admit. USA, not really feeling it this year, although they are going to make one little push against Portugal, but then Ronaldo's just going to, you know, say no and not let them advance. So that's good.
All right, that's fair. That's what most people have said. Germany and Portugal, on paper, are the two best teams in this group. Now, the U.S., I'm a huge USA fan. I watched every single one of their matches, and I think this team can do something. They can really do something special in this group. But it all will depend on if they can beat Ghana in the first game, June 16th. If the U.S. can defeat Ghana, get 3 points, start off strong, I legitimately think that this team can get out of this group. All they'd have to do, pretty much, is tie either Portugal or Germany and hope that Ghana can beat Portugal or Germany, or even
okay,
tie them.
Germany,
the U.S. can do it. Wait, hold up. Germany is missing one of their most explosive players, Marco Reus. Hurt his ankle. He is out for the World Cup. Now, I'm not saying that will allow the U.S. to beat them. However, I am saying I think the U.S. can tie them. I also think that the U.S. can tie Portugal because, like you said, Ronaldo is pretty much that whole team. They have some other guys, but it's Cristiano Ronaldo. And the U.S., if they're playing at top form, you got guys – if Jose Altidore is scoring goals like he was against Nigeria, he has 2 goals after going on a very long scoring drought, 2 goals that game. If he can score, if Michael Bradley can control the tempo of the game, if Clint Dempsey is his normal self, okay, that's going to be huge. But the key to the U.S.'s success in this World Cup, whether they can make it out of the group or not, or whether they can go further than that, this back four, their center backs, Matt Beisler, number 5, he is the key to this team. If he can stay in front
of a
guy like Ronaldo, if he can do that, then I think that the U.S. can tie.
John, you're talking.
And that they can make it out.
Matt Beisler is not the key to this team. Like, everything
Matt
you said up until that has been fairly honest.
Brendan,
but
Matt Beisler is the most important player right now.
The key to that team is Jurgen Klinsmann, because he made the boldest decision of maybe ever in U.S. men's national team history to leave the best player in U.S. history off the 2014 World Cup.
That is irrelevant. How is that relevant at all?
Better know what the hell
Brandon,
he's doing.
Brandon, your argument, I don't know what you're talking about, and I know that your argument is completely irrelevant.
That's irrelevant. Donovan's not on this team. Stop talking about it. It does not matter. The reason why Matt Beisler is the most important player in this defense is you can say this for any of the four players on defense, okay? DeMarcus Beasley.
It matters to Jurgen.
Jeff Cameron.
It matters to Jurgen. Why? Because it puts a lot of added pressure on his back. Jurgen Klinsmann was already
Jurgen Klinsmann could care less. If Jurgen
a surge national team with a roster that has players such as Josie Altidore, Clint Dempsey, Tim Howard, everybody else, the fact that he's leaving Donovan off the squad must mean that he must know what he's doing, which has a lot
Brandon,
of added pressure.
Brandon, if Jurgen Klinsmann did not want any if he really cared about pressure later on, if he knew that people were going to freak out when he didn't take Donovan, if he really cared that much about pressure, Donovan, he would have caved into the media's pressure. He would have caved into everyone's pressure. But he didn't. He's not nervous. He doesn't feel pressure that he has to win now because Donovan's not on the team. He feels pressure because he has to win because he's the manager of the USA team. He doesn't care that Donovan's on the not on the team. Does that matter to him? No. He's going in there right now. He's going to coach the best that he can. So he is not the key to this. He is the coach. He's the manager.
He
gives him the formation. Brandon,
people that are above him.
Brandon, they would have fired him if they really cared that much, okay? Stop being
they
so
do.
Hung up on Landon Donovan. He is off this team. What you have to focus on is who is on this team. And the back four for this U.S. team, their defense, especially the center backs, especially Matt Beisler, they're going to have to play well. They do not have a lot of experience at all.
All right, fine. Whatever. I really don't care because it's not going to matter in the end. Because they're not getting anywhere near the end of this group.
The U.S. will make it out of this group. I am telling you right now, I've seen them play. In qualification, they were ridiculous. They were incredible. They had a three-game win streak right now. They beat Azerbaijan. They beat Turkey. They beat Nigeria, who's in the World Cup. They will advance.
John, who's your final four?
My final four. I like Brazil as the home team. I like Belgium. This is going to be tough. I like Argentina.
Okay.
One more team. I guess Uruguay.
All right. Now,
I like those South American teams.
My final four kind of looks similar. I have Germany, Brazil, Uruguay, and Argentina. So the only difference between us is Germany. And I really like Germany. Forget about Marco Reus. Marco Reus is easily replaceable on that squad. They're desperate.
No, he's not easily replaceable. He's not easily replaceable. You can't forget about him. He's one of the most dynamic players on that team.
Germany has maybe the best depth on their roster out of any team in the World Cup. The only team that even comes close is Spain.
No.
And I see Spain getting upset.
All right, well, I just think that Marco Reus is too crucial of an injury for this German team.
Plus,
I really think
Diego,
it's a big deal.
Diego Costa for Spain, if Diego Costa comes into the World Cup roster, apparently now he's fully healed and basically ready to go. I don't know what his deal is, if he's going to show up to the squad, if he's not going to be in Brazil. I don't know what happens. If he does show up and he does play, I feel like that's only going to hurt Spain because even though he says he's 100%, he's clearly not. I mean, everybody saw in the Champions League final, he only played the first 9 minutes against Real Madrid, and he just left. So Diego Costa, if he comes, he can only hurt Spain. And without him, they're not nearly as good as they could be. And Spain is not going to get past I guess, for the Americans, the best way to put it is the Elite Eight of the World Cup. They're not getting past that round.
All right. 7 minutes left. If you guys want to call in with your World Cup predictions, if you guys have any questions for us, the number to call in is 347-884-8496. Once again, 347-884-8496.
Moment of truth, John. What's your final? Who's advancing to the final round?
I've been thinking about this a lot lately. I love Brazil. However, there's a ton of pressure on them to win this all. And the way that Brazil play, they play a very free-flowing game. They have fun out there. And with all this pressure, I'm interested in seeing how they fare with that. Despite all of that, I like Brazil in the championship. The other team, I like Argentina. I really like Argentina. Messi, I think, is the best player in the world. They have some other guys.
Some other guys.
I really like them. I think that Messi can take them pretty far.
I do not doubt you. I mean, Messi is obviously the second best player in the world right now behind Ronaldo. The reason I say Ronaldo, just simply because he just won the Ballon d'Or. He just had a torrid season of just constantly scoring goals and setting up his teammates and just being all around the best player in the world. And he just carried his entire team to a Champions League final. Yes, he did have to be bailed out by Ramos in that final. Oh, yeah, and Bale with the 100 million euro goal. But Ronaldo is easily the best player in the world. Regardless, Argentina is still making it to the – Argentina is not making it to the final.
Argentina, they have some very good players. They have Sergio Aguero.
They have
some good guys.
I know. It's not all Messi. And Aguero is thriving right now on Man City, and he's going to be great in the World Cup. But Germany, for every attack that Argentina has, Uruguay has at least three more attacks to counteract that. Uruguay is very, very good at defending the ball and being able to create opportunities for themselves. And they also have another great striker, you know, Luis Suarez, who in a lot of people's minds, the only thing they think of when they hear the name Suarez is he's a cannibal. But Luis Suarez is an incredible striker, and I actually put him in the top five strikers in the world right now. Between him, Messi, Costa, he's in the top three. Him, Messi, and Diego Costa. Those are the top three strikers in the world.
All right, so what's your prediction for the finals?
My prediction for the final is Germany and Uruguay.
All right. And who will win?
Germany.
Germany?
Germany is your World Cup champion.
I'm going to have to go with the Brazilians.
Really?
I really think they have a home field advantage.
Front runner.
I talked
front
about
–
no, it's not a front runner. It's not a front – hey, Brendan, you're the one who's now supposedly a Miami Heat fan, so I wouldn't talk about being a front runner. Now, I think that Brazil will win for a few reasons. First of all, the home field advantage will be massive. Soccer fans have a big effect on the game. They're going to be very, very loud. It's going to be crazy. And right now, Brazil is going through a tough time economically, politically, and this soccer team is going to try to unite the country. The country has their back. They have some of the best players. Neymar is incredible. I just love this Brazilian team.
All right. I mean, Brazil does have a very good team, and I do see them going to the Final Four, but I don't see them getting past Germany. Germany is just too strong of a team. They have a great coaching staff over there. They have Ozil, one of my favorite players. I was so sad to see him go from Madrid to Arsenal, but he's doing great there with Ox. I love Ozil. I love Germany. I love that whole organization, and they're going to win. They're going to win. It's as simple as that. They are, in my opinion, the best team in this year's World Cup, and the best team usually walks away with the trophy at the end.
All right,
there
Nick. Let's hear a sneak peek of Nick the Idiot's picks.
No, Nick the Idiot's picks are coming.
Okay.
Nick the Idiot's picks are coming. All right, so before the show ends, let's delve into a little bit more detail about Nick the Idiot predicts the World Cup. This is a video series. We will be tweeting out the video once it is complete and uploaded. And the first time that Nick will predict, we have the prediction set up. We know what he's going to be doing to predict the World Cup in that first group stage. Subsequent to that, once it reaches the bracket, it's up to you guys how he predicts the World Cup. Tweet us at @sports_at_Hollis and tell us how you think Nick, the idiot, should predict the next round of the World Cup. And if your prediction is good enough and funny enough to us, we will 100% make that happen. So after the group stage, just tweet us and let us know how you think Nick should do it. And the best one, we will make that happen for that round. So it'll be coming out the day when it hits the group, when it hits the bracket stage, it'll be coming out the day before each round.
And, yeah, that's how we're going
to
do it.
Wait, the World Cup starts tomorrow. Don't we have to start it tomorrow?
No, Nick, that's the group stage.
Okay.
We're talking about once the groups have been decided and the two teams are out.
All right. Well, there you heard it. We have a few seconds left in the show. Remember to tweet us in, Nick the Idiot, World Cup starts tomorrow, let's go USA.
Right. Also, don't listen to that World Cup song by Pitbull. It's awful.
I love it.
When it comes on.
I love the World Cup song. We are one.
It's
all right,
so
see you guys.
Shakira.